been troubling times and heartbreaking to watch what's been happening over there in America over the last 8 to 9 days with the protests, as America is divided at the moment, and the headlines in the papers of recent times, America burning as they fight for justice and they fight for racial equality after the death of George Floyd. One man that's living in America at the moment, of course, he works for the Philadelphia Sixers, is a man that we've heard on RSN Central before, Paddy Steinford, and he joins us now. Hello to you, Paddy.
G'day, Holly. How you doing?
Good, thanks, mate. Can you describe living in the States at the moment?
Well, I literally an hour before we got on this call, I had a warning come through on my cell phone, my mobile phone, that said tornado in the area, take shelter. And that is, I've lost count. I've run out of fingers on my hands to count all of the ridiculous once-in-a-lifetime things that have happened this year. And obviously, tragic events recently on a social level, and obviously the unrest since then, that, you know, for good reason has unfolded, and hopefully will be settling down soon. But yeah, I don't know if there's actually a word for it, mate.
Yeah, and is America divided at the moment? Do you think that this might be a chance that it could unite the people of America in a way as well?
Yeah, there are actually, you know, today we watched a live stream of Barack Obama addressing the nation, providing some leadership. And one of the things he said really stood out was that, you know, a lot of people are comparing this to some of the marches and riots and race-based protests and freedom marches of the past. And he said, but I see one difference, and that right now the unity, the coalition, as he referred to it, of all races has not been seen as strongly in past instances of these sort of flare-ups. And perhaps even the presence of coronavirus has amplified things, because there's nothing else going on. You can't be distracted by work, and this might be a good thing in the long term. You can only hope and pray.
Obviously, your work with the Philadelphia Sixers, and there's been an announcement that the NBA season will recommence. You have a lot of African American players, of course, playing in with the Sixers. How are they dealing with the situation at the moment?
Each in their own way, really. This sort of stuff affects every single individual differently. And I would be silly if I tried to suggest that I could understand or experience anything to the level or the depth of what some of our guys are feeling. They've been offered a lot of support. They've been great in terms of supporting each other. And they've had a couple of really great leaders within the locker room, Tobias Harris, one being really outspoken both in the group and also publicly around trying to educate each other and the community to the history and the long, dark history of America that has led to some of this stuff. And so I would say overall they're dealing with it well, but they're all dealing with it in their own way.
And obviously, you work closely with the athletes to make sure that they play their best basketball. It sounds like the season, with an announcement today, might return by July 31. And I've been following Ben Simmons, always follow Ben Simmons, and he's been vocal on this situation as well. He tweeted back on the 2nd of June, "Let's be clear, I always fight for equality and unity. If you call yourself a fan of me but do not agree with equality and unity for everyone, then I don't want or need you in my corner." And I think it's been terrific to see athletes like Ben Simmons and LeBron James make those statements.
Yeah, it has. And they, you know, heroes play a vital role in society in general, but specifically at times like these, because they not only have a lot of eyeballs on them and a lot of people follow their example, but they give us something to aspire to, both in terms of the way you look at a locker room. Pat Mahomes released something a few days back that was a great statement. He said he grew up in a locker room where the colour of your skin didn't count. As long as you were committed to each other and you all strove for the same goal, then that was what mattered. And so there are great metaphors to be drawn from sport, and particularly the heroes who at times, like Kaepernick, risk their own careers to advance very important social goals. So I can't speak highly enough of the guys who are speaking up at the moment and using their platforms in that way.
From a basketball perspective, the NBA, as I just pointed out, have announced that hopefully a return to playing by the end of July. How have the Sixers handled this situation, and have you guys been training?
Until recently, there was no, there's been talk and little rumours trickling in here and there about the dates, but most of the players have just had to remain in good shape and do so in good faith without anything guaranteed at the end of it. The league only gave us permission to return to one-on-one workouts maybe a week or two ago, and even then the city of Philadelphia and Camden across in New Jersey, which is where the training base is, were not open for anything other than essential businesses, so none of the players could even go in to practice. So this is only just starting to change this week locally for us. I know some of the other teams got started earlier, but our cities have only just opened up. And so just really starting to get moving. There's still a long way to go before everything's really locked in, the schedules are confirmed and stuff. So it's just a matter of taking it day by day.
I guess you'd be earning your money in a way, dealing with players and trying to make sure that they're mentally right and ready to go by the time they recommence that season with everything, as you pointed out, that's happened, especially in the States this year. It's been a unique year.
Yeah, well, a lot of the conversations have been about anything but basketball, and that's really the important stuff at the moment is makes basketball seem so trivial. It is important to society for a number of reasons, but with everything that's going on, talking about being ready to play at a to-be-decided future date, it was the last thing on our minds. And so it's mostly been talking to people on a human level and just caring for each other and keeping each other's spirits up until the clouds clear.
In saying that, sport can hold such an importance in people's lives. It can give them a distraction to take their mind off some of those issues that have been going on in the States. Do you feel that sport can play an important role to bring people together?
Yeah, it can, absolutely. And that's, as I mentioned before, the metaphors and analogies and the unity that sports teams provide to cities and to groups across all demographics and across all ethnic groups, they can be super positive. As on the other hand, perhaps the absence of sport right now and the absence of distraction has finally led to full attention on something that needs a nation's attention and needs real lasting change, and perhaps that wouldn't have come around with sport on the calendar. So there are pluses and minuses, but I guarantee you everyone is looking forward to the day eventually where basketball's thrown in the air and we can have a tip-off again.
Well, Paddy, we appreciate your time here on RSN Central. Looking forward to seeing the NBA basketball season recommence in the latter part of July, but stay safe. It is heartbreaking to watch what's been happening over there in the States, but hopefully this is a call for everybody to unite and make this world a better place.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, Rolly.
There's Paddy Steinford here. Of course, he's from the Philadelphia 76ers over there in the States. He's the